Mom, I know you can sing. Why are you changing your voice?
Denica Gonzalez and her mother, Reina, have a strong relationship. They sing in the church choir, they go shopping together, and they spend time in Denica's room talking about school, friends, music, and Denica's future.
I have to leave the house at 6 because they start at 6:15.
18-year-old Denica is a high school senior. Yeah. Among other things she and her mother do together is participate in the mother-daughter program at Arizona State University.
It teaches you how you can prepare yourself for college with your resumes, how to do, like right now, the personal statement, how to present yourself in front of other teachers.
We're all tired. We want to get to the next phase. We want somebody to give us the big magic pill that's going to guarantee us entry into the university. But it all is a process.
The Hispanic mother-daughter program started in 1984. It's one of three programs in the Southwest. The other two are at the University of Texas, El Paso, and in Austin. The program brings girls in as early as eighth grade, and it's competitive. Hundreds apply, but at ASU, only 140 are accepted. Anita Tarango oversees the ASU program.
Because the program has been around for a long time, people are very familiar with it, and they know our success and the impact that the program has made in many families.
We want you to succeed. We will give you the tools so that you can succeed. But you have to also...
The students attend workshops at Arizona State University. They learn everything from time management and leadership skills to creating career plans and public speaking. And they must attend all the workshops with their mothers. Tarango says without that involvement, the girls would flounder.
Not knowing what the process is, not necessarily having someone in your family who can guide you through the process, I think it's very important that these girls have that. And that their families get on board.
More than half of the girls who enter the program end up attending college. That's a success. And there's been another more unexpected outcome. Mothers not only want to support their daughter's quest for college, many want to go to college themselves. Denica's mom, Reina, who stopped school at eighth grade, is one of them.
Como dicen, para el estudio no hay edad.
As they say, there's no age limit to school. Reina half-jokingly tells her daughter. Denica's all for it.
She's like getting a second chance to also go to school. That's what I liked about the program. That's why she was so happy about it too. She's like, ah, tengo otra oportunidad para ir a la escuela de nuevo and everything. And she learns a lot of stuff.
This mother's story is one of many. Program organizers don't focus on the mothers, but recognizing an opportunity, they've created a How to Start School session as part of the workshop for the moms. And already a handful of mothers have gone back to school and actually graduated from college alongside their daughters. Again, program director Tarango.
They get exposure to not only the workshop topics, but the actual physical place of ASU. They start to see themselves as university students.
We want to look at these programs as like a move in the right direction, but not let ourselves get too comfortable and realize that there's still a little bit more work to be done.
Alex Trillo is a professor of sociology and Latino studies at St. Peter's College in New Jersey. He's written on the issue of Latino educational achievement and is part of a federally funded project to increase Latino college attainment. He says this is just the first step in a long process.
We want to inspire people to think about more competitive schools and get involved with more competitive programs. I think that's an important next step once folks start really benefiting from the kind of program that we're talking about today.
Support systems like Mothers and programs like this seem to be part of the package of educational success for many Latinas. Trillo and other experts would like to see programs like this one expand to other states with large Latino populations. Meanwhile, Denica will go to ASU for her undergraduate studies starting in the fall. She wants to go to medical school at UCLA. Her mother is registering for English classes. In Phoenix, I'm Nadine Arroyo Rodriguez.